It's the yearbook, also known as That's What It Says in the Yearbook, still built for flight attendants and nurses. I'm your host, Doug. Who knows who's going to actually be good this year in the NFL? So the just-completed NFL draft played a huge role when it came to picking the 2018 games on the schedule that we really, honestly can't wait for. Now, the big disclaimer is NFL training camp is the ultimate reality show with no guarantees and mega-high draft picks being cut only a year or two later. Almost no one is safe, so any one of these matchups could be derailed at any time, and we mean any time, by cuts or injuries or both. That said, bring on the Steelers versus the Saints, December 23rd. Two Edmonds brothers were just drafted in the first round, yet Terrell by the Steelers and Tremaine by the Bills, but only one, apparently, can face slightly older brother Trey. And since Trey is a Saints running back and Terrell was a first round draft pick safety, they have the best odds of anyone we're about to mention of actually literally meeting each other on the field. The Lions versus the Jets, September 10th. Offensive lineman Wesley Johnson just left the Jets to sign with the Lions, and now his very first game is against the Jets. So, no NFL or network official would schedule this game as the season opener because of a lineman, and no NFL or network official is going to feature Wesley Johnson in the promos. So, and this is the best part, this is all completely unintentional. It's coincidental, and coincidentally, it's a national TV Monday night game, so good luck ignoring Wesley Johnson now. We just want to see him do well. We really like Wesley Johnson. The Chiefs versus the Raiders, December 2nd and December 30th, and twice a year, every year after that, Kansas City drafted Khalil McKenzie, the son of Raiders general manager Reggie McKenzie. Merry Christmas. You're playing your son. Of course, they won't face each other directly. But what if Khalil, of all people, greatly disrupts the Raiders and helps the Chiefs win? As an offensive lineman, it likely wouldn't be anything too splashy, but he could keep the Raiders' pass rush at bay, per se. Now, drafted in the sixth round, this father-son thing is a long shot for now. Since this podcast, the yearbook, does not have a sponsor, I wouldn't sponsor it. We're using this sign to mention that the Harlem Wizards, the basketball exhibitionists, the exhibition team, they do trick shots, amazing dunks. They're really cool to see in person. They'll take on a team of your municipal leaders or teachers for charity. But they're pretty cool. They're supposed to be in an episode of the Showtime series Billions. Supposedly, and don't trust us on this. If you've seen it, let us know. But supposedly, they're going to be in episode 8, which supposedly begins airing on Showtime on May 13th. But we've been recording and fast-forwarding through every single episode of Billions looking for the Harlem Wizards. We don't know what they're doing. Are they playing basketball? Are they just guy on street? Are they other guys in back of office where they work in Billions, whatever the heck they do in Billions? We haven't seen them yet. Maybe it's going to be on May 13th, but let us know if you've seen them. People have asked, why don't you just not fast-forward through all the episodes and slow down and actually watch Billions? I'm not sure what the answer to that is. That said, bring on the Denver Broncos versus team to be announced. The Broncos' Brandon Marshall is a linebacker. The Giants' Brandon Marshall is a receiver. So the two could actually run into each other on the field. This would be almost as good as Tim Ryan facing Tim Ryan in the 90s with a third Tim Ryan doing TV play-by-play, which really happened. Plus, the Broncos' Brandon Marshall was getting critical tweets meant for the other Brandon Marshall. But the Giants did not cooperate by cutting their Brandon Marshall. So, now it's up to the Chargers, or Raiders, or Chiefs, or any one of 10 other teams on the Broncos' schedule to sign the free agent Brandon Marshall before it's too late. The Chiefs versus the Jaguars, October 7th. In 2012, Demontre Wade and the Jaguars' Jalen Ramsey, we almost dropped our prop, were both seniors on the Brentwood Academy football team in Tennessee. Wade wore number one and played defensive back and running back, while Ramsey was a defensive back wide receiver who wore number seven. In the Brentwood game program from that year, their senior photos of both were on the same page, as you can see here, the senior photos of both. On the same page. Yeah, I know. In fact, neither player was featured any more prominently than the other, but it was Jalen Ramsey who was the famous recruit who already stood out from the crowd and appeared in Sports Illustrated's Faces in the Crowd just after that senior year. Ramsey spent the next 3 years then playing defensive back on national television at Florida State, then wore number one himself when the Jaguars drafted him number one in 2016. He's already played two NFL seasons. Wade played defensive back at 1AA Murray State, redshirted his first season, then worked his way from being second-team All-Conference to first-team All-Conference by 2017. Considered a late-round draft prospect last week Wade went undrafted, but was quickly signed as a free agent by the Chiefs. Wade has the longest shot of anyone we're mentioning, but he is well-regarded. And if he makes the Chiefs, both talented former teammates and their different paths to the NFL will finally meet in the same place. Luke Falk versus anyone, anytime. Washington State quarterback Luke Falk's family moved around quite a bit from Utah to California, then back to Utah, and then Luke moved to Washington. Drafted by the Titans last week, Luke will now move to Nashville, where his sisters, Alexa and Natalie, moved years earlier to pursue country music careers. Last spring, actually, NHL fans should like this, Predators fans probably won't. Last spring, during the Predators' run to the Stanley Cup Finals, Natalie Falk posted an awesome GIF. Loop? GIF? Which was it? Yeah, we actually asked that. About her disinterest in hockey. She hashtagged it, hashtag just can't, and hashtag sure. Go Preds. At the same time, both sisters have worn plenty of Washington State gear, with Natalie tweeting things like countdown to fall, Saturdays are for the sisters, I should say, and did you say football? And now with her brother trying to make the Titans, a big idea of Natalie's is now genius. When she was still a college football fan last fall, Natalie pitched the idea of marrying a man whose last name begins with L, which would make her initials NFL. Luke Falk was well known before the draft, but was taken in only the sixth round during the draft. So the accidental Falk family reunion, the AFFR, should last through the preseason at least. And hopefully past that.